Sky Netball. It's the place to be. For all your netball needs,
be it the best international action,
world-class netball. Lovely. Getting your Vitality Netball Super League fix. Easy. They make it look simple.
Or keeping up to date with the Suncorp Super Netball.
That's a great challenge.
We've got you covered. All the best action, reaction, stories and social.
We're here to play. We're here to win.
They were fantastic as always today.
Just going to fight for each other.
You're in the right place. Sky Sport, the home of netball.
Bethan, what a way to finish off our spring showdown. A massive weekend of netball with a win for Seven Stars to finally break that stretch without a victory. How does it feel for you as a team?
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's been a tough 2 days. We were really disappointed with our performance yesterday. We weren't consistent enough, so it was great to put out a full quarter performance today.
What was the difference maker today?
I think we just looked after the ball. I think we went back. We knew our error rate was quite high yesterday, so it was all about playing it short today, taking the ball to the circle edge and getting it into our shooters.
At last count, you had 24 feeds, which from centre is outrageously high. How much are you loving the connection you now have with your shooters?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new position, obviously, playing in the centre, but yeah, playing with the girls around me, they make my job easy. And yeah, playing alongside Liana as well, feeding me onto the edge. Brilliant.
Well, huge congratulations. Oh, you are the Vitality Player of the Match. Wear that medal
thank
with pride.
So much. I will.
We'll let you step out and we'll bring in Melissa Bessel, who's giving her centre a big hug. Melissa,
good,
you did it at 3 points.
Yeah.
Yay!
A long time coming.
What's it, sorry?
A long time coming.
Yeah, man. And, you know, we can do it. We can play so well. And it was, I mean, Beth, they all played so well today. You know, I'm really, really proud.
Is this going to act as hopefully a reset for you as you play out the rest of this season? You know you know what this team are capable of. You've seen it. The standard has been raised, right?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, like, that's what we want. And I think, you know, all credit. I mean, Wasps really brought it to us and we knew that. But every team we play, we know that they're going to bring it. But I'm just so pleased with the girls. They played really well.
Well, it was a great game to watch. Huge congratulations. Enjoy that victory.
Thank you
so much. Melissa, we'll bring in Mel Mansfield as well. A nice little fist bump moment between these two head coaches. And Mel, I'm going to ask you first of all about Rachel Fee. Limping off the court, not what we wanted to see. Any idea whether it was as bad as it looked, or was she okay?
She had an ankle injury earlier in pre-season, I believe, so I think it's probably the same ankle. I'm sure she'll be fine. She looked better than I think it looked. So
good. That is very good news. I mean, look, not the way you wanted this game to go, but it was a tough contest out there.
Oh, how many times have I got to stand here and be disappointed? I'm really frustrated with them today, and they've let me down a little bit, and our errors were significantly less than yesterday, but when the attack played well, the defence played poorly and didn't turn the ball over, and when then the defence were good, we didn't attack well enough, and it's when we're making the errors. And I think the bottom line is we haven't strung together 60 minutes, and that's painful. And we've got to be able to do that to be able to beat these teams. And all credit to Stars. They had a 60-minute performance today. I don't think we were chasing the entire game. The tone was set from the very first centre pass.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.